And this news update is being brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. During a hearing before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court, Nathan Matthew Ledger was found to have breached the terms of his probation after facing a new prostitution-related charge in district court. Prosecutors allege Ledger exchanged money for sex with a female probationer, prompting the court to revoke his delayed sentence status and discharge him unsuccessfully from probation. Before sentencing, defense attorney Matthew Rosenthal requested time to review an updated pre-sentence investigation report that had not previously been provided to the defense. The court granted a brief recess before continuing the proceedings. Ledger's attorney told the court his client lives with autism and anxiety, receives disability benefits, and depends on medication and therapy for treatment. The defense also noted Ledger had made progress while on probation and had not faced another criminal charge since 2019, prior to the latest allegation. Addressing the court personally, Ledger expressed remorse and asked for one final opportunity to complete probation successfully. Judge Prill instead imposed a sentence of 30 days in county jail, with credit for one day already served, and the original charge will stand along with the original sentence. During the most recent Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting, attorney Don Wellington told commissioners that the state is not following the guidelines it established for green energy development. Wellington, who is involved in litigation concerning Birch Valley Solar LLC and Ranger Power's proposed 200-megawatt solar project in Arbella Township, highlighted what he believes is a key issue with the state's process. He explained that under the law, both the county and the township were supposed to receive funding from the state to present their positions before the Michigan Public Service Commission if a local decision on a solar project was appealed. That wasn't done, Wellington told commissioners. In 2023, Michigan lawmakers shifted final authority over large-scale renewable energy projects from local governments to the Michigan Public Service Commission. The change came after some municipalities adopted restrictions that state officials argued were slowing efforts to meet Michigan's goal of transitioning to 100% clean energy by 2040. Wellington contended that the state is failing to follow its own requirements regarding green energy development and said the issue is expected to be addressed in court in July. He recommended that Tuscola County consult its legal counsel to determine whether it should take action to protect the interests of the county and its residents. Commissioners indicated the information was new to them. Following Wellington's remarks, the board approved a motion directing Interim Administrator Miller to contact legal counsel for guidance on the matter. And a Genesee County man has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to operating a dogfighting operation and related offenses. 33-year-old Cassie Kidd of Flint received a prison term of 2 to 20 years after admitting guilt to 11 charges, including animal fighting, possessing of fighting animals and equipment, animal cruelty, firearm possession by a prohibited person, ammunition possession by a prohibited person, and felony firearm violations. Court records show he was credited with 101 days already served. Investigators discovered 9 dogs during a March 3rd visit to Kidd's Bertha Avenue residence by Mount Morse Township police officers and probation officials. Authorities reported the animals were malnourished, injured, and showed signs commonly associated with dog fighting. Equipment used to train fighting dogs, including a large treadmill, were also recovered. Officers additionally seized firearms and ammunition from the home. Kidd was prohibited from possessing weapons because of prior felony convictions and was already serving probation in an earlier case involving the abandonment of several dogs in Flint. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
If you have electric wiring problems, don't make the problem worse by doing it yourself. Let the professionals at Mauer Electric get the job done, and done right. Mauer Electric has the experience with handling electricity, whether it's new construction of a home, business, commercial, or residential buildings, barns, to remodeling and rewiring. No job is too small or large, whatever the size of project. Call the leading electrical contractor in the Thumb area, Mauer Electric of VedEx.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate at 989-269-8171.
And we're back with some national and international news. Energy executives and state regulators across Midwest have finalized an emergency framework to overhaul regional power grid infrastructure. Prompted by devastating grid strains during unprecedented weather patterns earlier this year, the new initiative mandates a rapid transition to automated rerouting technology. The plan aims to insulate vulnerable communities from prolonged blackouts during extreme peak demand cycles. Utility providers are receiving billions in federal infrastructure grants to immediately begin hardening physical substations against both climate and cyber threats. A devastating helicopter crash in Brazil has left 6 people dead, according to local police and emergency rescue sources. Authorities have confirmed that American singer Oliver Tree was among the victims traveling aboard the aircraft when it went down under unclear circumstances. An intensive forensic and aviation investigation is currently underway in the dense terrain where the wreckage was located. Tributes are pouring in from around the globe music community as fans react to the sudden heartbreaking loss. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
If it's been a while since you moved into your home, there are probably new demands on your electrical system. Adding appliances and circuits increase the demand on wiring in your home. Don't wait for scorched and overloaded wiring to alert you. Contact your licensed professionals at Mauer Electric to check your home before you lose it all.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mauer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Mauer Electric and Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.